I believe thoughts are things. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I believe thoughts are things. Do you believe thoughts are things? Do you believe that every thought that you think is a thing? I was on Facebook looking at a lady called Feather, something or other, and sometimes she has beautiful things and sometimes she has very raunchy things. And the things that she sponsors, the things that she brings onto the Facebook, are things that I would never tell to another soul, because they are not beautiful. They are not good. And every time I see her name, I skip over whatever it is she has to give, because I do not want to run into the garbage that I have seen her give. Now, this lady may have some very beautiful things to share. She may have some very beautiful things to give to the world. She may have found some beautiful ideas that she'd like to tell the world. But because she intersperses them with naughty things, because she intersperses them with things that are just not the highest and best that we keep in our mind, I overlook it. Now, I'm very generous. I let people be people, and I don't tell them how they have to act and how they have to live. But I do know that every thought that I put into my mind is a thought that is important for me to either accept or reject or think about. And if I want to spend my time thinking about naughty things, thinking about things that are not beneficial to my highest good, to think about things that are a little bit off color, even a lot off color, it's certainly not something that I want to spend time with in my mind, in having thoughts be things in my world. Because every time I think of a thought, I empower it to be given my attention in my world. And when I give any thought my attention in my world, then that thought has the right to blossom and bloom and grow and be whatever it has its tendency to be. So, when people say the world is bad, people are bad, the world is filled with problems, people are filled with problems, when these things are said, and I endorse them by listening to them or by thinking about them, I am empowering them to be a reality in my world. My world, yes, in my life, in my experiences. I'm empowering them to be something that are happening in my world. Now, if I say to myself, I am whole and perfect, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, that's lovely. Now, I may be working on a problem, I may be working on a circumstance to express my wholeness and perfection, but I am not going to work on beneficially expressing my wholeness and perfection if I say I am not whole and perfect. I have a problem. I have these difficulties in my life. People are always saying bad things around me. People are always doing. And why is that? Because they're my reflection. Thoughts are things. They're like bullets that are sent out from a gun. The bullet doesn't know what it's to do. The gun doesn't know what it's to do. It's just the consciousness behind the gun, behind the bullet, that tells the bullet what to do. Now, the bullet can be shot into the air, be shot at a target where you're practicing target shooting. The bullet can be shot into a house and kill some person. It can be shot and hurt some person. The bullet doesn't care. The bullet is just a thought. And it's just a thought that's being randomly exposed to the world. Now, do we want our thoughts to randomly be exposed to the world where they might carry about whatever their possible purpose may be? Do we want that? Well, we do it. We do it every time we think a thought. We empower it to be a bullet to go out and do whatever it is set forth to do. I love you is a bullet, the bullet of love. I hate you is a bullet of misunderstanding, a bullet of lack of peace, lack of love and benefit. These are all very important, for thoughts are indeed things. And they are things that I empower by my sharing them, by my speaking them, by my thinking them, by my giving them out into my world as though I really appreciate them. I really endorse them. I really approve of them. And do I approve of them? Well, apparently I do. Because they could not be in my world if I did not approve of them. Thoughts that are not glorious and beautiful and uplifting could not be in my world if I did not think about them. I may be standing in a room full of people who are in deep argumentation over anything at all, and they are very hateful, and they are very angry, and they are very upset with whatever they're discussing. And as I stand there in the midst of them, I don't ask, why am I here? I know why I'm here. I am anywhere to be me. And to be me in a room full of unhappy people means I am either unhappy as they are, or I am peaceful and unconditionally loving as I am. Now, what am I? Are my thoughts, my thoughts that are bullets, my thoughts that are things, are my thoughts ones that I would like to have take place? Do I worry about this room full of people who are having this unhappy discussion? Or do I say, in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, peace, peace, be still, and know that I am God? Don't say it out loud. Don't stick your nose into their business. Stick your nose into your business. Because you're saying for yourself, peace. Peace. All is in divine order. Peace. And within moments, if not faster, all of the unhappiness fades away. All of the mistrust, all of the anger, all of the judgment fades away, and all that remains is peace. You say, well, it doesn't work like that. That's right. It doesn't work like that because you have never done it like that. You have always been a party of whatever conditions are in the outer. We all are like that far too often. Now, we can be totally different. When a master walks into a room and the room is upset, the room instantly takes on the master's consciousness. A blessing of peace, the harmony, love, joy, goodness, the master's consciousness is one of balance. And when you walk into a room, you're a master. You either join in the foray of discussion or you think your thought, peace, peace. You don't tell them they're wrong in what they think. You don't tell them they got to think your way. You just say, peace, peace. And when you say this peace in your heart, and you live in this peace, and you dwell in this peace, and you just cuddle up in this peace, everyone in your environment, everyone in your world will go on with your thoughts or things, will go on with whatever you have in your consciousness, in your mind, in your heart, and they will outwardly express that. They will outwardly be that. It's up to us what we want to do. It's up to us how we want to do it. It's up to us who we are. Thoughts are things. Am I my thoughts? Oh, yes, I am. Are my thoughts a reality in my world? Oh, yes, they are. Are my thoughts all unconditionally loving? That's my choice. Do I look at everyone and see them all unconditionally loving under all circumstances? That's my choice. Do I love myself so deeply, so completely, so wonderfully, so magnificently that no matter where I go, no matter how tough the circumstances may be, I am always peace. I am always unconditional love. I am always the person who thinks beautiful thoughts in the midst of a world that's wanting to think beautiful thoughts. And you can be sure they're wanting to think them, because the moment you sincerely think a beautiful thought, all the world cuddles up with your thought, with the beautiful thought you have in your mind, your heart, your world, your being, and they say, all is good and very good. You are the creator of your world. You are the creator of all the circumstances in which you find yourself. You can be Daniel in the lion's den and be all around these hungry lions wanting to have a good dinner. But you know who you are, and you say to the lions, peace. And the lions don't know why, but they have no desire to eat you. They have no desire to molest you. They have no desire to harm you, because they have only a desire to be peace. When you are peace, your world is peace. Can you be peace under even tough experiences? Why would someone like Daniel have an experience like he had if he was such a glorious, fantastic being? Well, quite likely, he was trying to manipulate other people to think like he was thinking. He acknowledged that his peers working with him in the king's court were thinking negative thoughts about him. He acknowledged that these people were not happy with the direction that he was going and that he was being superior in the eyes of the king than they. He acknowledged that, and he empowered those thoughts. And those thoughts resulted in his final test, where he had to say, either I'm the food of the lions or I am the love of the lions. And he chose in that moment of decision to be the love of the lions, and he loved the lions, and he surrounded them with his unconditional love. Each of us can surround any circumstance in which we find ourselves, stupid as it may be that we found ourselves there because our thoughts brought us there, but that doesn't mean we have to stay there. That means, like Daniel in the lion's den, we can say to the lions, peace, be still, and know that I am God. Under all circumstances in life, we can say, thoughts are things, peace, be still, and all is in divine order. So long as we make this choice, so long as we make this decision, so long as we desire to be peace, so long as we desire to recognize that thoughts are indeed things, and every thought is something that is manifesting itself in my life, in my world, in my experience, in some way. Maybe not exactly as it is being thought, but as it is being intended, that's how it is responded. And if your thought is a thought of confusion, but you are unconditionally loving, all will work out fine. If you are balanced and your thought is unconditional love, your thought is so powerful, so beautiful, so wonderful, so dynamic, that instantaneously there is peace on earth, for it was always there. It was only up to us to know it, name it and claim it, and enjoy it. You can name and claim peace in your world if this is your choice. And as you name and claim peace in your world, as it is your choice, what happens to you? What happens to you as you set the path of life that you walk as peace and joy and love? As you do that, thoughts indeed are things, and you are living in the midst of all the wonderful things that thoughts are. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.